KWZ monitoring. KO4 MWC, KO4 NUE. KWZ. AO, KO4 NUE.
KY4AO, how you doing there, Chad?
Boy, I'm gonna tell you, I've never been so glad to hear somebody's voice in my life.
What's going on?
Oh, we just got back from Richmond. We're on Highway 11, and we have been at it since about 4 o'clock this morning, and we're pretty beat down.
Been doing?
We went up to the VA up in Richmond and had to take care of a few things up there. And I've been up there since Sunday. And boy, I'm gonna tell you, that's a rough trip coming back. I mean, rough.
Yeah, you went with Chris, right? Did he get taken care of?
Yeah, we both got fixed up, got educated, and coming on back to the house. So I'd say probably 20 minutes from Highway 8. What you been up to?
Been outside doing yard work today. Got a busting headache. Allergies bothering me. But I've been out there cutting grass and getting rid of that big brush pile that was in my front yard.
You better get up there at your grandma's. She's going to get you if you don't get that grass cut.
Usually cut hers. I have, but usually Adam does it. Our cousin Adam does it. But he hurt his back. He can't do it now. Now Dad's doing it.
Ended up that way, so I'm gonna make a special trip over there to your grandma's, and I'm gonna tell her you told me that you was gonna cut her grass for her from here on out.
It's time to cut my own grass. I'm cutting everybody else's. I got between Andrews and my two aunts, I don't have time to cut my own yard. I cut Andrews for him, and then I cut my two aunts that live over in 6 Mile. I don't really make that much money off them. They don't have that much money, so I just kind of do it to help them out. But, you know, at the same time, it still costs gas more than ever to do it because they keep going up on the gas prices and stuff.
I understand that. Fuel up at Richmond was about $3 something a gallon. And I mean, it's a lot cheaper down here, but everything up there is expensive. I mean, everything.
Everybody's using the pandemic as an excuse to charge 3 or 4 times the price of what something's worth. And it ain't just that, it's everything, if you hadn't noticed. So I'm sure you have, because you get out more than I do, but you know, everything has gone up. Just ridiculous. I'm not paying inflated prices. If I gotta have it, I'm not buying it. I'm not paying 3 or 4 times what something I know is worth. I try to use that wood chipper by the way, of Chris's, and it run good for a while, and then it quit running. I couldn't get it crunked back up. Me and Dad tried to use it.
It's probably old gas, but what's your pop up to?
Near sleep on the couch. He took a tumble across the living room floor the other day because David had part of his motor sitting in the living room on a blanket. And he come in there in the dark and cut him a flip across the living room. He got banged up pretty good.
I bet he's fit to be tied, isn't he?
Kind of luck, Chad.
floor do you have laying in the floor?
Even know what it was. This is part to his Jeep engine. Big old metal piece. I don't know too much about it, car engines and stuff, but he had part of a big hunk of metal, big piece of metal in there. And yeah, banged him up, said he probably should have went to the ER.
So he got up during the night and was going to the kitchen, bathroom, whatever, and didn't see it, and did he stub his toe or something, or just fall and touch his head?
Oh, he cut him a flip by what he said. Yeah, he was banged up all over it. Threw him into the coffee table, or he fell on the coffee table, I think. He hit his back of his head, too, on something. But he's got some of that luck of yours. Well, you talk about you fell that time and you busted your head open standing on a bucket. He's the same way. He ended up busting his head open one day on a trailer hitch. This has been years back. And almost bled to death on the side of the road. Y'all boys are rough.
Yeah, I'm a little accident prone sometimes. I was moving some stuff out of the shop, but about 2 years ago with Bobcat, and there's a string hanging on the roll-up door handle, and it got caught on the Bobcat when I was pulling Bobcat out, and it jerked the whole roll-up door out of the track. So, or jerked one side of it out. So I just grabbed me a 5-gallon bucket and gonna stand on it, put it back in track. And that did not go well at all. I mean, at all. It took me about 3 weeks to had to go to the ER. Six stitches in my head. The concussion for about three weeks. I mean, it was. It's funny now, but boy, that was rough. And then my cousin bought me a stepladder for a joke. Told me I need to use a stepladder instead of a bucket.
I don't have that kind of bad luck very often. Every now and then I do. About a year ago, I walked out on this hill in front of my house, and it was pouring down rain, and both my legs come out from underneath me. And I was wearing a raincoat. I thought I was being smart. I was going to wear a raincoat. I even had my frog togs on, my frog tog pants. So I get wet. I was going down to my parents' house or something, and oh man, both my legs just come right out from underneath me, and I slapped flat on my back or the back of my head, and man, it was, I was mad because I was soaking wet, and every now and then I'll have something like that happen, but I never had to have stitches over falling like that, though. Not yet. But I've been lucky.
machine tools laying in the floor. full of cutters and metal boxes and everything else. And when I slipped off the bucket, I fell right into the corner of one of them steel drawers. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, That hurt. I mean, it really hurt. Had a big old bruise on my arm, and then had to go to the ER, get stitches put in my head, and that was not fun at all. Me and the doctor didn't get along too good. He'd start putting stitches in. Didn't give me any pain or numbing agent, except for this gel. Put this gel Novocaine on the cut, and that did not work at all.
KY4AO. Yeah, I remember you said you gave yourself some stitches before.
Got a couple of stitches in where I can get to, but, you know, on the back of your head, there ain't much you can do. I just had to deal with it, I guess. But I tell you, the scary thing about it was after I fell, I don't know how long I laid there on the floor. It had to be over 10, 15 minutes. It just totally addled me, you know. But I remember walking up to the house, trying to get back up to the house, and I was so sleepy. I mean, it was the strangest thing. I could not keep my eyes open walking up to the house. It was like I couldn't stay awake on my feet. It was just weird. The whole thing was just weird. And went up there and sat in the chair, sat down in the chair for a little bit, and then gonna take a rest. And about an hour and a half later, I woke up, and Hannah's standing there. Come on, we got to go to the hospital. Something ain't right.
Yourself a concussion?
Absolutely. I told you, it took me about 3 weeks to get over it. And just the next 3 weeks was just dizzy and nauseous and couldn't focus or concentrate on anything. It's the weirdest thing. I never had a concussion that bad. But, and sore, my whole body was sore for about a month. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was just crazy.
Before you know, because you have medical training in the military, you're not supposed to be going to sleep. If you got a concussion, you can die.
I know, that's what I'm telling you, is that you never go to sleep, but I hit my head so hard, I didn't have a choice. I mean, it was just like you got to go to sleep. You need a little rest, and I just go sit down for a few minutes, and then it just the whole thing didn't end well. You know, I eventually got over it, but that's why it wasn't funny at the time. I'm just trying to imagine your dad falling. I mean, I'm not laughing at him. I hope he's not hurt. But, you know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he took a hard fall, he said. Bad enough he thought he should have went to the hospital, but he didn't. I was talking to Shane earlier, and we were talking about, you know, how me and you couldn't talk. Oh, Shane's on the wire, and mine on 20 meters. Well, we hadn't tried any of the other bands, but I don't see why we would have any problem on those either. Didn't you say you were at about 1,900 feet at Campobello?
There's a big elevation difference between me and you, according to the software I got. Now, I can't exactly remember the numbers, but I think it's significant. I don't know. I'm still struggling with this whole HF thing, but it's just really strange. I mean, I can get to Columbia. I can get to Hodges. I mean, I get all the way up into North Carolina, and then Costa Rica and Australia. But I really think I'm just jumping slap over you, Dale. That's the only thing I know to say.
Line, and I looked up my elevation, and it's telling me I'm only 958 feet above sea level. So if you're almost 1,000 feet above me, yeah, you probably overjumped me even if you had that thing on the ground. Jack told me to get on 75 meters with you, but I don't have 75 meters anymore. He said we should be able to talk on it, but I don't even care for 75 meters. That's why I cut it out of my antenna. I modified it, and it was an 80 to 6 meter, and I cut it down, chopped it down to a 40 to 6 meter.
Well, I gotta ask, what'd your daddy say to David?
I don't know, probably chewed him out pretty good, yeah.
What's your mama say about all this?
No, I hadn't spent that much time around him since it happened, but yeah, he took a good fall. He kind of limps around anyway half the time because he got messed up from that wreck. So, yeah. Yeah, he said him cut him a foot across the floor. He hit the coffee table or something. He wasn't feeling too good at all, though, next day.
We all have access, but I can't believe David left some laying in the middle of the living room floor. My goodness, man. He knows better than that.
What he wants, he don't care. But, yeah, I was going to say, though, I think that's what, I'm convinced that's what's going on now. And it just may not be possible with a wire antenna for you to work, for you to reach out to me here. You may have to have a different kind of antenna, or like Jack said, get on 75 meters to be able to speak with someone from around here.
We'll figure it out. It'll take some time, but we'll figure something out. But what'd you do this weekend?
Too much of anything, really. Just talking to this girl I'm wanting to meet pretty soon. Hopefully I'll get to meet her a couple of days here. Maybe I'll find one worth keeping. Maybe she'll be worth having stick around.
Well, I wish you all the luck, man. I do. Sometimes it's luck, I guess. But anyway, well, Dale, let me get on, bud. Thanks for keeping me awake. I got most of this leg under me. We're coming into town now, and sometimes it's all I do. It's radio, I have to stretch or whatever, and I get sleepy and can't. This radio helps me stay awake, so I appreciate you staying on with me till I get close to the hill. But we're probably 10 minutes away, so let me get on off here so I can pay attention and try to get through this speed trap down here. So it's KO4 NUE 73s to you, bud. I appreciate the contact. I'll be clear on your final.
Quick before you go, you're on a regular mobile in your vehicle there, or Chris's vehicle?
I got a Yaesu 2980 in the truck, and
curious. All right, we'll talk to you later. I got to go finish cutting grass. I need to take a break anyway, but we'll catch you later. 73 KO4 NUE KY4 AO. I'll be clear.